Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he has encouraging news from Pyongyang about planned summits with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. That story now from VOA Cindy Sain.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in says North Korea is not imposing conditions on upcoming summits with him and President Donald Trump over banning nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. At the State Department, spokesperson Heather Nauert was asked if the U.S. is concerned about the upcoming inter-Korean summit next week.
We don't have concerns about those talks. We understand that inter-Korean dialogue is something that is important.
Trump is optimistic about the planned summit, but warns that if talks with Kim do not go the way he hopes, he would be willing to walk away. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Federal appeals court in the U.S. city of Chicago has rejected the Trump administration's efforts to punish so-called sanctuary cities for helping illegal immigrants. It comes as President Trump has been targeting his fury on Twitter at the sanctuary cities, which administration officials accuse of jeopardizing public safety. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has joined President Trump's legal team dealing with the ongoing investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller. Mr. Trump has had a notable difficulty in recruiting new lawyers since the resignation of John Dowd last month. Mr. Giuliani told The Washington Post he will work alongside President Trump's current attorneys who are focusing on the federal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and whether Mr. Trump tried to interfere with that investigation. This is VOA News. The memos that former FBI Director James Comey wrote here in Washington after several meetings last year with President Trump have been leaked. Comey has said he wrote the memo shortly after his conversations with the president because he felt uncomfortable with his encounters at the White House. President Trump fired Comey in May 2017, while the FBI chief, which led to Robert Mueller being appointed to investigate allegations of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. United Nations spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says talks are taking place in the Syrian capital, Damascus, to arrange security to allow the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons inspectors to visit the city of Douma, the site of the alleged April 7th chemical weapons attack. According to inspectors, a U.N. security team touring the sites of the alleged attack was shot at and subjected to a blast. Dujarric spoke to reporters about whether another reconnaissance mission is planned.
Things are being taken one step at a time. I think you could understand that due to the volatility of the situation, the dangers involved, we don't want to telegraph what will happen. But the discussions and planning is ongoing.
Some weapons experts and U.S. officials have also expressed concern about the attack site being compromised, making it difficult for investigators to determine the origin of the chemicals. Both Syria and Russia said the attack was staged. Miguel Díaz-Canel has been named Cuba's new president, marking the first time in 60 years the country has had a president outside of the Castro family. A relative of rock star Prince is rejecting the prosecutor's decision in the U.S. state of Minnesota to end their case into Prince's 2016 death. Prince died after taking an opioid called fentanyl. Prince's cousin, Charles Smith, says the circumstances of his death deserve some accountability.
Somebody should be held accountable, and I hope that to make sure that that happens one day, because I'm going to still keep a light on the situation.
Meantime, a doctor who made out prescriptions for Prince through some of his associates named a settlement in the prosecutors. Dr. Schulenberger did not admit to any criminal acts, saying he used different names to protect Prince's privacy. China opening its southernmost province to visa-free foreign tourism next month. Henan province will waive Chinese visas for citizens from 59 countries. From May 1st, on the 30-day visa-free stay, some will be able to set foot on Chinese-claimed territory among the reefs and atolls of the South China Sea.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. mama eh, mama eh, ooh yeah, mama eh. This is the African baby, baby Wandy, on the Voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across this great continent of Africa will be coming to you. So relax, because today again, I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on, my guest on the show is going to be Nana Osei from Ghana, and he is from Flash Africa. Yes, we'll be telling you more about what Flash Africa is all about from Ghana. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's start with some good music from Lesotho. And this is Bashimane ba Manimane by Mo Nita. And right after that, African Beauty by Diamond Platinum of Tanzania featuring Omarion. But Bashimane ba Manimane right now by Mo Nita from Lesotho.
goodbye.
African Beauty, Diamond Platinum of Tanzania, featuring Omarion, and before that, Bashimane Bamanimane by Monita of Lesotho. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember to join me and my guest later, Nana Osei from Flash Africa in Ghana. Yes, he's right here with me in the studio, and he's going to be my guest. So, stay tuned. I'll be right back.
What's good? This is Nana Osei, Creative Director from Flash Africa, and you're listening to David Vandy of African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. If you're just joining me, it's a pleasant welcome. The winner of the Sierra Leone Association of Artists and Musicians Award in the USA, and this is the winning song, and that is Winner by Tero D of Sierra Leone. Congratulations to you, Tero D. And right after that, we take a trip to Monrovia, Liberia, where we bring you the young and enterprising Kubazi in Abeleba. But let's go to the winning song right now from the Slam Awards by Tero D of Sierra Leone, Winner.
Blame it on my lifestyle. Blame it on my lifestyle. Big cars, big house, big money, big life, my life. Big change, bright lights, club lights, all night, my life. So when I pull up in my bima, backseat full of girls, I'm a winner. Haters for me, the boy is addicted to winning. The boy don't turn him on. I'm getting big, big, bigger. Go tell mama and papa, they give back to a winner. I'm a winner. Go tell mama, a winner. Go Total Papa, I'm a winner. Total Nazi, winner.
Oh. Nigeria. Oh.
Black Lion. The boy has come a long way. Never thought I would make it this far. I ain't gonna lie, the journey was so rough, dog. So close to giving up on the God, no. But I never did, every day I hold on. So I'm failure to progression every studio session. Look at me now, people, they celebrate me. Look at me now, before they elevate me. Boy used to chase, now they chase me. 10 over 10, girls, they fight for dates me. Now inside, I go, they call me Mr. Hot Kid. Haters mad as fuck, but they need me. Flow so hot, you can't ignore me. I stay on your mind like a strong addiction. Slow jam to my music, cause it's new edition. I take it to whatever that you think is science fiction. Sorry, my nigga, but the boy is too real. So tell my haters that they should just chill. The boy is number one, and I'ma always keep it real. The boy, you done Tony, man. Oh, oh. I'm getting big, big, bigger. Oh, oh. Go tell mama and papa, they give back to a winner. I'm a winner, go tell mama. A winner, go tell papa. I'm a winner, go tell auntie. Winner. Oh. Mad love for my niggas. I'm talking about my real, real niggas.
My chillin'.
And to the women that held me down when the going was tough, they never let me down. Now the boy's okay,
I'm okay.
Rollin' down top on my range. Black on black. Money they for spend 100k on my gold chain. I go hard on the mic.
Later.
My nigga feel kings on the mic.
Smarter.
I'm number one like a goalkeeper. Niggas can never score on me.
Big cars, big house, big money, big life, my life. Big change, bright lights, club lights, all nights, my life. So when I pull up in my bimmer, 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 backseat full of girls, I'm a winner. Haters forgive me, the boy is addicted to winning. The boy done turn him on. Oh, oh. I'm getting big, big, bigger. Oh, oh. Go tell mama and papa they give back to a winner. Oh, oh. I'm a winner. Go tell mama, a winner. Go tell papa, yeah, I'm a winner. Go tell auntie, winner. Oh.
Brain on the mix.
Yeah, Africa and the rest of the world out there, man. Be on the lookout for the green, white, blue, bubble. I'm coming, man. Shout out to my nigga Pete Banks, aka Mr. International. Mike City, Chevo D, Black Light. Coming, man.
Yeah.
Kala vitu vinununa Kanuva zue baba Kala vitu vinununa Avera bao, avera bao Avera bao, avera bao
Abelaba by Kubazi of Liberia, and before that, Terror D of Sierra Leone in Winner. Well, I hope you all are having a good time. Stay tuned. When I come back, my guest will be right here, and that is Nana Osei from Flash Africa in Ghana. But he's right here in Washington, D.C., and you're going to hear him live on the show. Stay tuned.
Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
All right, welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. And today, my special guest on the show is Nana. And you know, when I say Nana, the other day somebody was saying Nana. I say, Nana, no, that's a different name. But when you say Nana, you know that Nana is coming all the way from Ghana. And welcome to the African Beat, Nana.
Thank you, Mr. David.
And I know you're part of...
Flash Africa.
You're part of Flash Africa, and you're here in the United States. And today you are on the African Beat show. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about you, and what should people know about you? What you don't want to say, please don't say.
Well, you want me to speak about me, or you want me to speak about Flash Africa?
For now, I want to know about you. Okay. I want to know about Nana.
Okay, well, basically, my name is Nana Osei Chiementa, as you already know, and I'm from Ghana. And I'm a creative director. I own a production house in Ghana called Dream Eva Entertainment. And basically, yeah,
Okay, basically, yeah. Well, well, man, you know, I tell you, have you ever listened to yourself?
Not really.
Man, record yourself and listen to it. Your voice is super.
Really?
Have you ever tried radio?
Nah.
Man, you need to do radio. Your voice is classic.
Thank you. I think I'm gonna start looking into that.
You have to.
Yeah, looking.
You have to. All right. So, I know you're from Flash Africa, and on the African Beat, we promote African music. We bring to life young African stars that don't have the platform where their songs may be heard, and where people can enjoy listening to them and maybe sending them comments and making them feel good that what they're doing is not going unnoticed. And so what is Flash Africa? What does Flash Africa do?
Well, basically, Flash Africa is an entertainment show that we came up with. And let me put it this way. It's an entertainment show that serves, like, news across Africa, basically. Like, we into sports, politics, music, videos, events, documentaries, tourist attraction side, tourism, and all of that. So we put everything in together into like probably a 1-hour show for the African continent to see what goes around.
And so are you only based in Africa, or you go across the world?
We go across the world wherever Africans are, but we're basically based in Ghana and in South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have like hospitality management in the UK, and we're trying to establish one here in the US.
In the US.
And one in Liberia.
All right, well, this is the African Beat, and you've heard that wonderful voice, and the man himself behind that voice is Nana Oseya. Well, we are going to play some music, and, you know, I asked Nana, I said, give me some of your favorite songs. And, you know, I'm going to put him on the spot because I know there are other people there, out there in Ghana, who will be looking up to Nana to play their songs on the radio. But he gave me these particular, I want you to know out there that these, I did not choose them. It was Nana who actually gave me these songs. She said, you have to play these ones. These are the special songs that I want you to play. So if he's in trouble, please let him be in trouble alone. And don't make me be part of
it. No. David is trying to put me on the spot right now, because he actually asked me to give him just 5 songs. And out of my head, these are the songs that could come out.
Okay, and so we're going to start off with Stone Boy, and he calls this one My Name. Yeah, so tell me, why did you actually choose this one?
Stone Boy's My Name is actually kind of like a motivational song. It's like, you know, it kind of speaks to me in the same way, because it's like I started from somewhere and I'm not there yet.
You're not there.
I'm still climbing, and I feel it, like I relate to that song more, and you know, like it motivates me sometimes.
All right, well, let's hear the song right now by Stone Boy, and that's my man, Stone Boy from Ghana, and he comes in with this one, My Name. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
After you make it, better what will you keep around you? Never ever fake it. Tough time come, them not sticking with you. Don't come in name. If you know hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in name. If you know hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Fail at the end of the day. You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh no, no, no. Oh no, 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 no. Ask me also for the paper, and I put life first and ask God for favor. Wishing good for my neighbor. Already yet I did that figure. Help with the labor. Nowhere to find them. Only a few was kind then. Like a diamond from the doors, I knew my star will shine. Don't come in name. Don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in name. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. Me don't know why they want me expire. Me old feet get fire. Flat just like a car tire. Me not stop pray to the Messiah. The devil is a liar. I just keep going higher. Aye, 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 aye. See them know my name.
name, them no know my story. Na 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 na. Talk your home to me, it no matter. Yeah, yeah. Don't come in there. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in there. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't owe you nothing. Just keep pushing my thing. You don't owe me nothing. Better focus on your thing. I don't owe you nothing. Just keep pushing my thing. You don't owe me nothing. Better you focus on your thing. I'm so.
Yeah, beautiful piece of music there. My name, the sound of Stone Boy. This man is just good. I can remember the first time I talked to him, he was in California to receive an award from BET. He is such a humble fellow. And when I called him, I say, hey, my friend, you're here. We need to talk. And then, you know, his manager called me again and we had a good time on the show. But let's come back. So, Nana, now I know that you've given us what Flash Africa is doing. But I want to look at music in Ghana because I'm from Sierra Leone, okay? And we are also trying to put our own local music on the map, on the music map of Africa before we spread into the outside world. But Ghana has hit such a peak.
Yeah.
You know, tell me, what and what are you guys doing over there that is helping to make sure the music goes on top like that?
You know, in Ghana, like, we also face our own issues and own problems and all of that. But at the end of the day, if you say at the top, do you mean like in Ghana or internationally? Or?
Well, everywhere, because it will start from home. They say charity begins at home. I'm sure you're going to make name at home, and then your people will have to sell you to the outside world, and then you go big.
Yeah, well, all depends on how hard you push your music on other platforms, you know, and not trying to be, not coming up as an artist, not trying to be selective as to where to put your stuff.
Your stuff.
And where not to put your stuff. You should be open to any, because you don't know who is what, you don't know which channel, you don't know which media, or you don't know who is watching a particular TV program or listening to a particular radio program at the same point in time. For example, let's say Voice of America is in Ghana. You don't necessarily need to go like, yo, I want to put my thing on Voice of America, that's it. And I don't want to... Someone calls you for Flash Africa and go like, I don't know Flash Africa. Maybe it might be through Flash Africa that you're going to get your big break. You wouldn't know. So me, I think, is basically you need to be open enough. And like when you put out your work, you need to like push it across all platforms, no matter
how small it is. Just push it there because you don't know who's listening
exactly at
that particular time.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Voice of America has done, you know, because we decided to... make sure we create this program. This program was created like some 12 years ago, bringing to African music, giving it a platform wherein African stars could be celebrated. We do interviews with them, you know, play their songs across the globe, and it's getting bigger and bigger because the stars are really, really very appreciative. They send their songs from all across the continent and every part of the world that an African artist is. They try to make sure they get in touch so that their songs could be played.
But the thing is, we tend to Ghanaians tend to like foreign stuff more than theirs.
Really?
Yeah, let me put it this way. They tend to like foreign stuff more than theirs, because let me give this an example. Nigerians push a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They push so hard when they really want to like make an impact. When a Nigerian man puts out a song, Nigerian man will try as much as possible to go outside his boundaries to try and make sure his song can be heard in Ghana, can be heard in Togo, can be heard in Ivory Coast, can be heard like any other part of the country in which he feels he wants to get new audience from. You get
going out of their comfort zone.
Exactly. But Ghanaian artists find it difficult to go outside their comfort zone one or two people are doing it, but Ghanaian artists, most Ghanaian artists find it difficult to go outside their comfort zone, try to promote them, their own self.
Well, again, some maybe when you look at it, you say maybe they don't have that kind of capital to go out, maybe like Nigerian artists and all this stuff, to go to like different countries and promote their songs there. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll look at our owners. That is one impediment on their side. Maybe they don't have that kind of financial backbone to say, okay, let me go to Ghana, let me go to Nigeria, or let me go to this place and see how I can promote my music.
That could be an issue, but at the end of the day, as you're an artist and you really want to make it, you should try as much as possible to try and secure something financially to be able to move out to promote your stuff. Because if there's no, you could be good, but if there's no financial support from somewhere, or maybe you don't try as much as possible to try get some financial support from somewhere else, how then do people get to hear of you? Or how then do people get to know of you? Apart from maybe friends or family who know of you and trying to link you to one or two.
Another thing again that I have experienced in my time of work here, some of these artists now, what they do is they have my email contacts, you know.
Exactly.
And as soon as they release this song or they want it to be released, they're going to release like next week or the month, they will send the original copy through MP3, send it to my email, yeah. And, you know, talk to you and say, can you just play this or just promote it for us?
And that's the world of technology now.
Exactly.
So
you have to make sure you try to get those links. If you cannot go in person, send them. If somebody
do research on the internet, like where can I put my stuff, where I feel my stuff can go, even if you can't move outside your comfort zone. Like, do a lot of research, try to create links for yourself. You get it.
All right, okay, we'll be right back with some beautiful music from Ghana, and this next track we're gonna play is single, and it's done by Episode is from Ghana, and the song title is Single. Well, I don't know what singleness they're talking about here.
Well, he's basically trying to say like okay, because he's a Ghanaian, he's basically trying to say now all Ghanaian ladies are trying to say they are single.
I know. I've been to some parties, and you know when the bride is supposed to be throwing the bouquet, and you're supposed to ask for all the single ladies to come and catch the bouquet and see who's going to be next to get married, and nobody gets up. I said, no, it's not possible. We cannot be in this hall with over 200, 300 people and you tell me everybody's married.
So he wants to try and say that, like, yeah, you know, like...
What about the gentlemen? Do they say they are single too? Or they are trying to get attached somehow?
Some gentlemen are, like, attached, some are.
And you
like,
are?
Oh, I'm single.
That is why this song came up. No wonder. Nana is single. Single and he still wants to mingle. All right, let's get this one going. Single now by Episode.
That beat gone. Another one this. The very old bad boy. I still don't wonder why now every girl turns single. Yeah, show them 30 billion when they won't start to mingle. Just medicate to the cover wrinkles. Grandma show dimple. She say a slogan is life is simple. Yeah, if you be single, girl, show me your hand. For my independent ladies, come show me your hand. If you be single, girl, show me your hand. My beautiful slave queens, come show me your hand. As the bottle started drop, see the girl come closer. Yeah, back up, picking started for my jabota. Yeah, just tackle bill anyone lay in Shona. But my Snapchat, they walk, see the girl flex with some dog filter. I made me tell you now, she started flex and thing. Bad man, me not go fall for your tricks. One girl, one phone, but a 16. Under the press where she put her ring. Oh Lord. But I sing thing, why you didn't say boy, stone. This year Delilah can't trick something. If you are married, please don't sing this. If you be single, girl, show me your hand. From my independent ladies, come show me your hand. If you be single, girl, show me your hand. From my beautiful slave queens, come show me your hand. Mama sasso, mama sasso, girl, show me your hand. Mama Zazo, come show me your hand. Everybody from the left to the right, girl, show me your hand. Hey, put your hands up, put your hands up.
If you be single, girl, show me your hand. All my independent ladies, come show me your hand. If you be single, girl, show me your hand. All my beautiful slave queens, come show me your hand. I see the wonder why now every girl dancing.
If you are out there and you have a song and you want to send it to me, to African Beat, just write to africanbeat@voanews.com. Send me your song, send the MP3 copy, and definitely we'll play it. If you want, you can send your contact. We can also get in touch with you for an interview to talk about your song or whatever you're doing, all right?
Yeah, and, okay. And since you, like, we are in contact now, you know, because we are like the kind of program or TV show that we have, we travel across the African continent and in Europe as well, so we get in contact with all of this. Already known artists and like upcoming and already like, let me say, other mainstream artists as well. So obviously, yeah, we're going to get in touch and also try to link you up to them, and you can be able to like both of, like we all can share,
like Flash Africa and African Beat will
exactly,
be
exactly exactly
get connected
can
and
have that collaboration, and yes, we can also, because at the end of the day, what you're doing is what we're doing at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Because just the only difference is you're doing radio, we are doing TV.
That's true.
And all of that. Sometimes when way back in Ghana, like people who know me know that okay, this is a guy behind Flash Africa or whatever. They go like, you tend to play a lot of like other countries music videos instead of playing Ghanaians, and I tend to say like it's not I or we or like the team decide to do that. That's not it, because one thing is Ghanaians find it difficult in shooting music videos.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing they have to know is music video is part of selling out your brand. So if there's no image to the song that you're singing, how do people get to know you? Because, for example, I don't know if it happens in Sierra Leone. Someone can have a huge song, and there's no video to it, and no one knows the song, and the song dies completely. Meanwhile,
it used to happen, but now that is changing because they're doing some very good videos right now from Sierra Leone. And if you go on YouTube, you know, you find a whole lot. You know, I'll show you some of them, but they're really, really trying now, and we see some quality work coming out of Sweden. Right,
so what I tend to say, I would want to say is that when you're putting on the song, try as much as possible to factor in a video, because at the end of the day, that's going to sell you and it's going to sell your brand. Because all Nigerian artists, I'm saying Nigerian because Nigerian artists, every time they're releasing music,
it comes with the
video. Whether mainstream, underground, whatever, they're always releasing music videos. So probably you tend to see a lot of Nigerian music videos on our platform, because and our platform doesn't have it's not like a countdown. Okay, we have a countdown, but it's not like a stable countdown that like you say, okay, maybe number one is this, number two is this, number three is this.
We just played it.
Our countdown is like a banger. Like if you feel this song is going to be a banger, we put it on our countdown. So we just have top three bangers in the program, in which it breaks the news and the interviews and the events and the documentaries and all of that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you've heard this wonderful man, and Nana is my guest today on the African Beat. We have more songs coming up your way, and the next song we're going to play is Odo.
Yeah, this is the tune that I was talking about that came to, you know,
to wipe away
all the Nigerian love music that I've been playing in at the weddings and the parties.
And Odo is a love song done by Kidi.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is Odo?
Odo is love.
Love?
Yeah.
Oh, so when I say Odo...
Odo.
That is love?
Yeah, love. Odo, you will like my sweetheart. Like.
Oh, okay.
My love. Like,
yeah. My love. Oh, yeah, my okay, life. Okay. So if you are listening out there and you're from Ghana, or you are in Ghana right now and you're hearing me, I want to say Odo.
And one thing is, I know you know Maya Kun from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, the guy signed under Davido, they reached out and they did a remix with.
Oh, okay.
Because he in the beginning of the song, he said, "See me, I no get 30 billion." Odo, and you remember, Davido had a song that says, "See me, I get 30 billion.
You get 30
from
billion.
Like, uh-huh,
so you no get 30 billion.
You no get 30 billion. So that whole phrase, I think, sparked a little, you know, interest in Davido, the Nigerians, the HKN gang, you know, record label. to contact them.
To contact them and say, let's do a remix. Yeah, okay. All right. So let's enjoy Odo right now. The sound of Kitty coming to you live from the Voice of America's African Beat. And I'm David Van Dey, and my guest is Nana from Flash Africa in Ghana. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
See me, I no get that civilian. But I got so much love to give you. I got so much love to give you. Oh, na, 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 na. I bless the day I found you.
Let's go.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Oh, don't see me who I am, yes, yo.
Welcome back. You just listened to that beautiful love song. Odoy say, I don't get 30 million. You get 30 million. Well, that's what we do.
One funny thing is, there was this guy. He's actually a friend of mine. He was actually analyzing the song. And he was like, in the beginning, the Kitty said, see me, I don't get 30 billion. Odoy, but he has so much love to give you.
Yeah.
Then Mayokun came in and he said, me, I won't get 30 billion. Odoy ye we. Then Davido came in and he said, see me, I get 30 billion. So if you were a girl, which three of this artist
so
would you go in for?
I won't get. Me, so, I get. I don't know where they get.
So they were like, why are Ghanaians always trying to be like so cool and poor? Say something huge, say something positive, big. Yeah.
Because Kitty will go where he gets.
Kitty said, me, I no get, but he's going to offer you love and all of that. And the other guy knows he doesn't have, but he says he's going to force and get. So me, I won't get.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's going to work hard to get. And someone else just came and said that. Me, I get.
So
if you're a lady,
automatically the equation don't balance. Now for goal.
So obviously no one is going to follow the Ghanaian guy.
Okay, the African beat on the Voice of America. That one is interesting. All right, finally, Nana, you are here in the US, and we want to know what brought you. I know you were on the slam program. So
yeah.
How was it? What was happening there? And let's get your own take.
Well, let me say a little story about the Slam Awards.
That's the Slam is the Sierra Leone Association of Artists and Musicians in the USA, and they organize an annual award show for the Sierra Leone entertainment industry. Yes, ma'am.
So, basically, as I said, Flash Africa is an entertainment show that seeks to promote black entertainment globally. You get. So what we do is to do a lot of research and see what's going on across the international scene, not only in Africa, not only on the African continent, but in Europe and other parts of the world as well, to help promote whoever event or whatever thing whoever is doing as regard to promoting African, let's put it that way. So we have a team that does a lot, that does those researches and all of that. So fortunately, I was in Sierra Leone, I think last year in May. We went to do a little workshop, went to teach some of the Sierra Leoneans how to use a camera, film, creative directing, and all of that, script writing and all of that. So I'm in a Sierra Leonean group. I just opened the group chat. Then I saw Slam Award. Like, one of the students that we thought was part of it, like, he was nominated, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
So we saw it and I was like, wow, oh, okay. Then let's do a little research on Slam Awards. Started looking into Slam and we're like, oh, it's been there since like the past 3 years and it's like the fourth year. We're like, oh, okay, then why don't we just come on board? And since Sierra Leone is a country that has never been on our platform before, and it's very hard for you to hear something coming out of Sierra Leone, especially Sierra Leone and Liberia, because mostly we are mostly in like Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, and mainly this place, Togo as well. So we were like, oh, Sierra Leone, then we have to go and see what exactly they're doing and help project whatever they're doing. We wanted to be on board to come and cover this event and do a little in-depth interview with her to talk more about it, so the rest of Africa could know and the world could know what Slam is all about. And voila,
that's it. All right, well, I want to say thank you so much, and thanks to Flash Africa, because, you know, like we said earlier, we need to push. We need to get our work out there. If you don't get your work out there, then definitely it's going to be just where you left it. Somebody has got to see, somebody has got to hear what you do, and then you never know. And don't restrict your work. Don't say, I'm just going to put it on this platform. Put it everywhere. Anywhere you have the opportunity to put it there, because that's what the entertainment industry is looking for. They need the works to go out there. If not, then nobody's going to hear about it. All right. I know you've been living back for Ghana, but it has been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. You want to send a
message to all the people out there in Ghana and on Flash Africa, all your staff, your friends across, those in London and everywhere. What do you want to tell them?
Well, I want to say a big thank you.
And those who will be hearing about Flash Africa for the first time.
Yeah. I want to say a big thank you to my partners that I started with. We started way back. That was like eight years ago. He's called Gavin. Gavin Ate, he's kind of like our manager.
Okay.
He's a very, very, very good and talented guy. He's been there with me throughout. Secondly goes to my other partner, Cyril Agnes Koko, and he's the voice behind Flash Africa. You know, one thing is Flash Africa doesn't have a face to the show. It's just voiceovers.
Man, that's why I said you have to make use of this voice. This voice, man, it is just classic, man.
Funny enough, there's no sponsor on the show. We don't have no sponsor on the show.
Wow.
But we came together and we are still making it work.
Okay, well,
One more person.
Uh-huh.
To Alexia Corte. She's the female voice behind Flash Africa as well. So Cyril is the male voice behind Flash Africa, and Alexia is the female voice behind Flash Africa. So big ups to her as well. We started with her as well. Like, all these people I'm mentioning, we started from the scratch.
From scratch, okay. So, Cyril and Alexia, I want to assure you of one thing, that you're going to have a third voice. Yeah, because this guy's voice, Nana's voice, man, that voice needs to go out there. You cannot keep a voice like this in the box. No, you cannot keep it locked in a box. That voice needs to come out, all right?
And I want to give a last massive shout-out to one of my... I call her my mom.
Okay.
Anita Erskine. She's one of, like... I call her a media mogul. In Ghana. Like, not even in Ghana, like, internationally.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And one secret is she's the one who gave me the name Flash Africa.
Wow, thank you so much.
And she's been supportive throughout my entire career till now.
All
and
right.
I want to say a very, very big, massive shout out to her.
Alright, well, I want to thank my guest for today, Nana Osei, and it's so beautiful for you to be right here with me at the studio in the Voice of America and on the African Beat, and I hope that we will kick off this collaboration wherein we can be, you know, exchange partners, talking about our music and all this stuff. Just before I let you go, if people want to get in contact with Flash Africa, can you give us some information?
Yeah, you can just Google us, Flash Africa. You're just going to see us all. But you can just go on our Facebook page, Flash_Africa, Twitter, Flash Africa, Instagram, Flash Africa, Snapchat, Flash Africa. And you can get us, you can email us on info@flashafrica.net. So you can get in contact with us, send us anything you want to send us, info, news, music videos, you want us to partner with you with any type of event or whatever project you're working on. We are open and our doors are open and we'll just be right there.
Like, all right.
We'll just respond to your request.
All right. Well, I want to thank my guest for today, Nana Osei, and it's so beautiful for you to be right here with me at the studio in the Voice of America and on the African Beat. And I hope that we will kick off this collaboration wherein we can exchange partners, talking about our music and all this stuff, and talking about the artists that we have out there. So, well, for those of you who've been listening, I want to bring you another song. Remember, this is the African Beat, and we bring you music from across the continent as we celebrate our African stars. And the final music on Nana's segment that I'll bring to you. Remember, I told you earlier, he actually chose these songs. I did not choose them. It's going to be My Honey. My Honey is done for us by Nanaya. Nanaya, right?
Yeah, Nanaya.
Yeah, Nanaya. And you know, when he was giving me this song, he said, that song, that's a very good song. But you know, you hear the song, My Honey. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
If you don't know my name, Emmanuel, they collaborate. Now this come boy, I got for my date. They call him Jake. So wahala, make me separate. All this time I did dedicate. This boy know they appreciate. He go to be late. When I give him money, he go celebrate. Oh, yeah, I met this baby, oh. Boy, he a different, watch him, Makumo. I didn't know he a Remifo. Everyone they call him Kejo. I call him. Tell me why? Can you betray me? Why? If I went before, Jojo, me why? I go and take this boy, know they complain. They must be paid. If you ask, then they don't be explained.